Our guest analyst this afternoon, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. Brad, a little firmer day here in the grains. Right at the very end, we started seeing maybe corn and Minneapolis wheat just fade just a little bit, but right around unchanged.
Yeah, we had a pretty good report yesterday, particularly in corn and to a lesser degree wheat. But, some of that may be built in. There's a lot of talk that these corn exports are front-end loaded, and we'll see, the demand slow down here after the first of the year, especially if South American crops continue to proceed as they are right now at mostly excellent conditions. Guy I talked to down in Brazil says it's the best start he's ever seen down there. Argentina's very good conditions right now, too, but they're looking possibly a little drier weather towards the end of the month into January, but they got a good start also.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to get this market to go one way or the other, I guess, the way it seems.
Yeah, we got the farmers are kind of selling stuff here as time goes on, too. There'll be some year-end selling and some new tax year selling, I'm guessing, after into the new year, too. So funds are, long quite a bit of corn. They're long about 120,000 corn, which is far from a record, but, it's quite a change from where they were short here this summer.
Yeah, for sure. Livestock side, what happened over there?
Well, cattle keep firm pace up here, 180 up plus in the feeders, 240 in the live cattle up. The February live contract's closing in on its old contract high, 194.85 was that old contract high. We're at 191.37 today. Boxes are steady to weak today, but cash looks steady to higher. Some trades yesterday at 190 to 191.
Yep, and I saw some Nebraska trades today as high as 193 and 300 dressed.
Yep. So, the numbers are still tight. They'll probably loosen up a little bit into the new year, but the real tight numbers won't show up, until we get into April, May, June of next year as heifer retention really starts to ramp up.
Yeah. Lean hog market a little bit lower again here today.
Yeah, technically the hogs don't look real good here. We've had quite a run in those hogs here this summer and fall, too, and they look a little tired up here. So I would be a little leery of hog length up here.
Anything else we should be aware of we're talking about here?
Well, a week from today, we got the interest rate decision. Inflation number came in a little around 2.6% for the year today. Energy markets are fairly firm, too. Crude oil's quite firm, up $1.75. We did see a draw of just about 1.5 million barrels of draw of crude, but a pretty healthy build of 5 million barrels of gasoline and 3.2 of distillates. But the energy markets, nervous with all the unrest in the Middle East with government changing hands in Syria over the weekend.
Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson.